Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 Malcolm and Food. Yes, sign Shabua Tov. Here, yeah, here, Sunday service, first day service right here on the air and in the Irid. Yeah, big fight against Sinai Rastafari, you know, big fight. But true, the word is true. So we say it will fight against the King of Kings and I and I, the King's children. But we try it in the Melchizedek way. Yes, I, the King's highway.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain. He is the conqueror. Now we sing a song of redemption and love. Song of liberty. Remove the chains of Babylon. He said, I free out of living in poverty, out of captivity. Judah shall break every chain. He is the conqueror. Now we sing a song of redemption and love. Song of liberty. Sitting on the mountain so peaceful and high. About reality. Leading the children to do right. Reveal the prophecy. Show I the way to Mount Zion. He said, I free out of living in poverty, out of captivity. Shall break every chain.
Always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahado, the true teaching.
It was a terrible roar. It's an awful roar. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
Lion of Judah. Lion of Judah. Lion of Judah.
Them over to the empire. You know hear
is the same differences that they were in the Old Testament, Belui Kidan time. Because remember, it was only the tribe of Judah, along with Benjamin, you understand, and a portion of Dan and Levi, who basically acknowledged the monarchy, you understand, of David, you understand, that submitted themselves. Israel did not submit itself, you understand, to the monarchy of David. It was Judah that remained faithful, you understand, to Dawid. But it was Israel, you understand, that turned aside and set up their own worship. And this is what a lot of our Hebrew Israelite brothers have done today. And that's why they reproach Ethiopia.
Yes, yes, yes. Beware, beware the light of day. COINTELPRO-lites. COINTELPRO-Israelite.
Yeah, man, massive.
So spread all over another country, another way of thinking. I also heard that you eating is also kosher eating. I mean, you're not eating pork and things like that, you know.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Jewish.
Yes. Rasta.
I don't
understand. Well, I am Rasta with you.
So it's the same tradition as for the...
The lion of a tribe of Judah.
Hmm.
That must be Jew. Judah.
Yeah.
Must from Jew. I was classed as Judah.
Oh,
being spread all over another country, another way of thinking. I also heard that you eating is also kosher eating. I mean, you're not eating pork and things like that, you know.
Are you Jewish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rasta.
I don't understand.
Well, I have Rasta with you.
So it's the same tradition as for the...
The lion of a tribe of Judah.
Hmm.
That must be Jew. Judah.
Yeah.
What's from Jew? I was classed as Judah. Reggae music is a people music. You know, reggae music is news. It's news about your own self, your own history. Things that you wouldn't really... Them wouldn't teach in a school. You understand? Because them wouldn't tell you that Rastafari is God, you know what I mean? And yet the Bible tell you that within 2,000 years Christ shall return, and when him return, him going to be King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering line of tribe of Judah. Through the lineage of King Solomon and King David. Now that is a reality of the world truth, and the truth is that His Majesty is Earth's rightful ruler.
And
He is the Christ, and that is Haile Selassie I the first. If His Majesty should come to Jamaica, millions and all the people will come out to see. I will say to the people, man, be still and know that His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty.
The Lion Judah shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Give us some.
Freedom to me is when the people unite. Freedom means I must be free within myself. My mind must be free. The only way my mind can be free is when I praise Rastafari.
The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Selassie I is the King of Kings for Earth. No, which guy for Earth rich like the King of Kings?
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Why?
They're coming on the Nara Bridge. They're coming on the Ziggy Ziggy Bridge. They're coming on another bridge.
Chapter 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir, 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 thine heir.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, O Yisrael. Simi, Ethiopia. Hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear. Hear for the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i. Here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh up offering here for this Shabbat Lekha. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 17. Here at verse 7 for the Shavi'i, for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading up offering here for this Shabbat. Get thee out. Wa hikimoti et Tabritia Baini Ua Baineka Ua Baina Zareka Achereka Li Dorotama Livarita Olama Lihiota Lika Lelohima Ula Zareka Achereka. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, between I and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a Elohim to thee, I, and to thy seed after thee. Wahikimoti. Eta b'riti b'ini ua b'inika ua b'inazareka Achereka Lidorotama Liva Rit Olam Lihiota Leka Lelohima Ulazaeka Achereka. And I will give to thee, I, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their Elohim, true good, true God. Circumcision. Establish as the sign of the Abrahamic covenant, verse 9. And Elohim said to Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou, the I, and thy seed, and thy race, after thee, I, in their generations. This is my covenant, which ye, y'all, shall keep, between me and you, between I and thy seed, Zareka, thy race, after thee, the I. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the berit, of the covenant, betwixt me and you, betwixt I and the I. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations. He that is born in the house, in the bait, or bought with money, kesef, of any stranger, which who is not of Zareka, not of the I seed, not of the I race. He that is born in Baiteka, in the I house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised. And my covenant, Bariti, shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man-child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul, that nephesh, that psyche shall be cut off from Amo, from his people, Ameha, from his people. He hath broken Bariti, my covenant. The promise of Yitzhak, Isaac, in whom the line of Christos, of Christ, of Moshiach, runs. Verse 15. And Elohim said to Abraham, as for Sarai, Ishteka, the I, Isha, the I wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her and give thee I a son also of her, yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? And Abraham said to Elohim, the true good, the true God, oh, that Ishmael might live before the eye. And Elohim said, Sarah, Ishteka, Sarah, thy Isha, thy wife, thy woman, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call Shemo Yitzhak, thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish Bariti, my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed, his race, after him. Ishmael to be a nation. Verse 20. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But Bariti, my covenant, Alakidane, my word agreement, will I establish with Yitzhak, Isaac, which who Sarah shall bear to thee I at this set time, this set Iowa, in the next Shana, in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and Elohim, the true good, the true God, Aliyad, went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael, Beno, his son, and all that were born in Baito, in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every Zakar, every male among the men of Abraham's Beit, Abraham's house, the Beit Abraham, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as Elohim, the true good, the true God, had said to him. And here, for the maftir, for this Shabbat, lek, leka, here at verse 24, first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 17, here at verse 24, for the maftir, with Abraham ben Tisha'im, wa Tesha Shana, be Ehimolo Besar Arlato. And Abram was 90 years old and 9. With Abraham ben Tisha'im wa Tesha'a Shana. When he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, behimolo besar al lato, and Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael beno, Ishmael his son, and all the men of Beito, his house, born in Habait, born in the Beit, born in the house, and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him. And here, fulfilling the Torah, Aliyah, reading and feeding for this Shabbat lek, leka, Sabbath, get thee out. Kavur lekalu, kavur dimtzu, kavur lehailu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power, kavur le, abinu le melkenu, kavur le, negusachin. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach. In the name of Yeshua HaMoshiach, the Messiah. Yes, I, Rastafari. Amen. After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah, blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa imru. Amen.
Joy by thy light, and I in thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you no read up your Bible.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam natei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, no tain ha Torah.
Very important words tonight, even concerning the most important issues facing us right now. The relatedness of the nations, the relatedness of the families of the earth, the Hebrew people who went to all the different nations and became the dispersed of the diaspora. And the coming together now is very, very important. And it must be sincere and genuine. For as even the Old Testament said, with those who have grown in the house of Israel, even as strangers among the house of Israel, and keep the traditions of Israel, and keep the faith of Israel, and keep the covenant of Israel. Ah, here I am, the seed of Israel. Blessed Lord.
But we was with him from the first time. That is why we know.
Passive aggressive city Zion, Ethiopia. Amen, and we dance in the emperor name. Recession shall not come to the slaughter again. Yeah. Waiting for the song after death. Know the rumor, the name. Just an defender, a defender. Just an defender, a balancer. Between the thorns and the battles of peace. As well as demonstrated your inner Chachada. Poverty and riches, both them have them extreme. Players who republic them regard it real. Apprehension created a scientific estate. In the streets it's mostly jealousies and materialities. When everything lined up and meet in center stream, Jah have a defender, just an a defender. Must have proved righteous in the heart and deed. People have enough, you're up the most extreme. Equity and fullness of the in between. Jah have defender, defender. I am defender of Zion. The prayers of the right choice are made in torture. Look how much crystal they have, they pass up the doctrine. Man still hold a shalom on a ransom. If they are being the good in the God, I am defender of Zion. His will and his temple in a light manner. The man them will defend Jehovah was seen as OG gangster. By woman love. John the Baptist, yeah, I am talking about Joshua. John Psalm 69 verse 4, yeah. John Psalm 69 verse 5, yeah. John 30 and 31 of 69 Psalm, yeah. I'm a defender. I'm a defender of Zion, yeah.
Barukata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar Benebiim Tobim Veratzah Bedebrehim Haneamarim Baemet Barukata Adonai Habocher Batorah Ubmoshe Abdo Ube Israel Ammo Ube Nebiei Haemet Watzelik. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Book of the Prophets, Book of, Isaiah, Book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 27 to chapter 41, verse 16. That's a ma'aba, what my fessel kadus, aha doom lock. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Yisrael, my way is hid from Yahweh, Guruku, and my judgment is passed over from my Elohim. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting Elohim, Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, Guruku, fainteth not, neither is weary, There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon Yahweh Buruku shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Chapter 41. Keep silence before me, O island, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him a rule over kings? He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who have wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, Yahweh Buruku, the first, and with the last, I am he. The owl saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near, and came. They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brethren, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Yisrael, art my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said to thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Elohim. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, Yahweh, the Elohim, Buruku, will hold thy right hand, saying to thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm, Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith Yahweh, Buruku, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the Kedushan of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, the Tararuch, and beat them small, and shalt make the hills a shaft. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind, the Sahara, shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel, the Kedushan of Israel. Amen.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean?
And why is it important?
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech ha'olam. Asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Yes, I am Yeshua. Shalom, Rastafari. And now the continuing of our reading for this Adis Kidan, Romans chapter 4, verse 1 through 25 in the English. Besama'av, well-willed, with Memphis Kudus, Ahadu Amlak, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Romans chapter 4, verse 1 through 25. Justification by faith illustrated. What shall we say then, that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before Ha'Elohim. For what say the scripture? Abraham amen ha'Elohim, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now to him that work is the reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. Justifying faith defined. But to him that work not, but amen on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man to whom ha'Elohim imputed righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Adonai Yahweh, the Lord, will not impute sin. Justification is apart from ordinances. Verse 9, come this blessedness then on the circumcision only, or on the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham, for righteousness. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision, or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, that are amen, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also, and the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. Part 7, justification is apart from the law. As Schofield notes. Verse 13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith, Amunah. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of no effect, because the law work wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he amen, he believed, even Ha'Elohim, who quickeneth the dead and call those things which be not as though they were, who against hope are maimed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of Ha'Elohim through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving kabar, giving glory to Ha'Elohim, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we are main, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Adonai from the dead, who was delivered of our offenses and was raised again of our vacation. Amen. And that is our reading for this Adiz Kidan, Romans chapter 4, verse 1 through 25. Kabar lakalu, kabar ladimsu, kabar lahailu, kabar lakedamawi, haile selassie. Glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power, glory to the firstborn power of the Trinity. Kedamawi, haile selassie, the King of Kings, the Father of our Adonai, our Lord, Jesus Christos, Beshem Yeshua, Jesus Christ.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Ah, Shalom and Rastafari. And now our reading for this Adiz Kidan in the pure language of the King of Kings, the Royal Amharic, Talayitel Witka, and for this Berit Hadasha in the Hebrew, Lek Leka, Torah portion number 3. Romans chapter 4, verse 1 through 25, in the pure language of the King of Kings first. Besama'av wel welid wel Memphis kadus ahadu amlak, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 4, verse 1 through 25. En gidi besiga abatachin yohon abderrahamin aginye inilalin. Abirraham beserat eriko behon yemi mekabit alewena negar negargin begizia behir zin idelim. Metzahafis min ale Abirrahamim egizia behirin amen serikem honno teketerulet lemisera dem wizi indi ida nu inji indi tega aketeruletim. Negorgin lemaisera hatiatin yawinim bemiyat serike lemiyamin su imintu serikri hono yikiteru letal indezi dawi degemo igiziavihir yal sera serikin selemikiterulet selesu betseena yinagral indi sele. Amejachu yeteserre yelachu, hati atachuem yetegedinalachu, bichuan nachu gieta, hati atun, yemaketerubate su bitsui nu. Ingidi ye bitsena sele megareze tenegere, wa yes degamo sele alemegerezi. Emento le Abraham teriki hono teke tarulete in lale nina indet teke tarulete te gorzo sale nwin wa yis sa gerze te gerzos idelim sa gerze nabar inji sa gerzem benever rewe emente yagenyewe yeterike mahatim yohon yemigerzen melekete tekebele yehem enorsu degemo tarikan honewe yikiteru zen sagerzu lemiyamenu hulu abate endehon nu letegeruzu tem abate endehon nu yehawim letegeruzu te vicha idelim negorgen abatachin abirham sagerze yeneberewin yeimintun Filiga degimo lemiketalu nu. Ya alimim werashi indihon le abirahamina le zeru yetisew yetisetewe yetesfa kal be imente sedike nu inji behig idela. Ke hig yehonutis werashuch ke honu emint kentu hono al yetesfawim al tesheroal higu mekisfitin yadargalin gorgin hig belelebeit metelalese yelim selezike hig bicha sihon abirahamim emint degmo lehon lezeru hulu yetesfawi al Indit Sena, Indit Sega, Yohonzin, the Imint Enu Orsun, Lebizu, Ahizab, Abate, Adoregi, Hui, Tebelo, Indit Tesfa, Tetsafe, Indit Tetsafe, Lemutan, Haiwite, Bemiste, Yelelewinim, Indale, Adorhu, Bemitera, Baminabait Be Amlak effet Yehulachin Abati nu Zerri Inde Hulehon nu Inde Teval Tesfa Balehone Wigize Yebizu Ahizab Abati Inde Hon Tesfa Yezo Amen Yemto Amtim Yemeto amitim shemagile sele hone inde mewite yohone win. Yerasun segana yosara mahachan mewite mehonu. Be emintu sidekim temeliket sele igziabihurum kabor eyeste. Yesete winim tesfa. Degemo lefetum inde chile ate biko eyete reida be emente be reita inje be alimamen. Mekinyat begizia bihir tesfak al tetera terim selezi degemo tzedike hono teketerulet negorgin teketerulet Yemiele wikal sele orsu bicha yete tefe idelim sele inayum nu inji sele berelachin alefo yete sewin yete setewin inayin sele maserikim yete nesawin gietachinin iyesusin Kemutan basene sawe leminamen le inaya yekiterulin zen aliwe. Amen.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Continuing with the Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant reading for RSS number 3, Lech Lecha, go for it yourself. From Galatians chapter 4, verse 21 through chapter 5, verse 1, and Hebrews chapter 7. We begin B'shem ha'ab with ha'bein with ruach ha'kadosh Yahweh ahad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Galatians chapter 4, verse 21, kaf aleph, verse 22, kaf beit. Emru li atem ha chapetim lihiyot tachat ha-Torah. Halo shemaitem et ha-Torah. Ki katub shine banim hayu le-Abraham. Ha-Echad min ha-Amma ve-Hasheni min ha-Chapitia. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. That things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, that engendereth to bondage, that is Hagar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, that now is, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem that is above is free, that is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not, break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate has many more children than she that has a husband. Now, we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Chapter 5, Application of the Allegory. Stand fast, therefore, in liberty wherewith Mashiach, wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hebrews chapter 7, The Melchizedek High Priesthood Resumed. The historic Melchizedek, a type of Mashiach, a type of Christ. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Ki ze Melchizedek, Melech Shalem, Kohen la'el Elyon, Asher yatsa likrat Abraham lishubo mehakot et hamalakim wa yebarakehu wa asher chalaklo Abraham maaser mikol shmo hu melek hatzdaka weod melek shalem hu melek hashalom be'ain ab be'ain im be'ain yahas Uleyemayu ein tichila uleachayayu ein sof. Ubezot nidme leben ha-Elohim hu omed bekehunato la-Netzach. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of El Elyon, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation, King of Righteousness, and after that also, King of Salem, that is, King of Peace. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like to the Son of Elohim, abideth a priest continually. The Melchizedek high priesthood, greater than the Aaronic, because Aaron and Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek. Now consider how great this man was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people, according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he, whose descent is not counted from them, received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed by the better. And here, men that die receive tithes, and there he receiveth them, of whom it is witness that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Because the Aaronic priesthood made nothing perfect. If, therefore, perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should arise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of a necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of that no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord, that Adonainu, sprang out of Judah. Of that tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment, going before, for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did. By that we draw nigh to Elohim. And as such as not without an oath was he made priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath, by him that said to him, Yahweh swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Yeshua made surety of a better testament. Because the Aaronic priest died, Mashiach, Christ, ever liveth. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to Elohim by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. The law maketh men high priests that have infirmity, but the word of the oath, that was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore.
Kaburla Kailu, Kaburla Dimtu, Kaburla Chailu, Kaburla Ketamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos. Hopefully we have that grace period. Could we have a little bit more reasoning on this Lek Lekah? as it's connected with the Psalms, the Midrash Tehillim. First things first, here Sabbath seal. Sabbath seal. Nazarene.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plant grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstone, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
This is Psalms 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The world and they that dwell
therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jacob?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands
and a pure heart.
Who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity,
nor sworn deceitfully?
He hath received the blessing from Jah-Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. Generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say, who?
Mighty in battle, mighty in war.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
glory shall come in.
And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? Emperor Isle Eye, Selassie Eye. He is the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Jah Rastafari. He is the King of glory. King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of glory?
Who is the King?
Emperor Haile Selassie.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of kings. Lord of lords. Conquering lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world. Rastafari.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi.
The whole place is due for
don't
Diligent and also to pace ourselves, right? You know, to chew the cud, right? And chew upon the mana of the word. So this is where the summary, right? The sabbatical summary. So here for this lek lika. So two words: lek, go, lika, li, right? The prefix for, of, to, lika. For self, for your male self, lek lika, call of Avram, the call of Avram. Also emphasizing why in this singularity is important, because Avram, right, is the mandem. It's a very important message to the mandem. If you start to recognize what period of time it was, Avram, the exalted father, the high father. The name is significant. The high father is the exalting of the true patriarchy, the true patriarch, that black Osirian. Here's where you have the Osirian, right? The Hebrew, the Hebraic Osirian, right? And also with his sister, his Ahot. He said, say, she is my, well, he said, she's Ahoti. Ehite, we say Ehite in Amharic, Ehite Ahoti, she is my sister. She was his sister, but she was also his wife, but not in the ancestral sense, but in a very close sense. Right? She was his sister, but they did not have same mother and father. Right? So very close family link right there. Now, why is this important? It's because in Kemet, we have this, some try to explain it away, but that marrying of one sister, right? But looking at the typology of the black Asurian, Asirian, Osirian, who Abram, the high exalted father, is and represents. Within Abram and Avraham are many sensual and key themes. Right? One of them is concerning, and he believed, or he believed, and you say usual Christianity, say he believed, right? Coming to the high heights, he believed. He lived in this. He acted, because faith without works is dead. He believed, and it was accounted to him, right? And it, really her, she, for tzedakah. The tzedakah is an interesting word, tzedakah. Also used as charity, tzedakah is like the feminine form of, we have tzedek in that sense, righteousness, right? Or one will say justice, tzedek, tzedek, terdof, justice, justice, thou shalt pursue. So as we study the Hebrew, we begin to also see the harmony, right, of the male and the female. We say polarity, so to speak, of the divinity. So even in that duality of the Trinity, we see the male and the female aspects. Because Abraham, he believed it, which is her, she was accounted to him for tzedakah. It was accounted almost as charity in the sense of the charitable righteousness. That's significant. So when we say Abraham, the black Osirian, both in the sense of from Ashur, right, or one might say Assyrian or Osirian, and then Ashur, there's two words, very close words in the Hebrew. One of them refers to black, Ashur, and his Isha, right, or in the next sense of Isha is woman, wife, Isha from the Ish. Right, we have that from the Aleph Dam or the Adam. Then we have Eshet, as in virtuous woman, Proverbs, in Proverbs 31. The virtuous woman who can find Eshet Hayil, the woman of valor, the Eshet or Oset, Eshet, Oset, Satio, the Sait, right, the Eshet. The Eshet, one might say Oset in the more committee sense, but in the Hebrew sense, that is the woman, say the true woman, the wife, right? That woman, wife type, the Eshet. So as we start to look at it, we see that in the ancient, there was this typology that was shared. Now, ancient Kemet, Mitzrayim, because of their particular, you could say, the decisions they made and what they did, it has been preserved in that dry, dry land. But this does not make it that they created these terms, but Egypt becomes a mouthpiece, the preservation, in the sense, of these typologies that were universally, you know, we talk about the Hebrew hieroglyphs, the sign, the language, preserved. So beware when one say, well, this language is such and such. At a certain point, we see many of the languages are similar, and there's similarity in the Afro-Shemitic. So we even say Afro-Shemitic because one particular mode of language has a certain orientation. The next one, and we see this blend, this Creole. The Creole of the language is very, very important too. But what it proves is the African-Asian connection. That is Imperial Majesty, right? We could say on that world stage, visiting all nations, fulfilling those prophetic aspects that he who be, who he be, the man who is assigned and sealed that's born there, fulfill. Very important that he speaks of the African and Asian continents. This is even to say in a biblical Hebraic sense, the Afro-Semitic, right, or Afro-Shemitic, the Kamo, Shemitic sense. So those who would seek to divide and conquer because of a misreading of our scriptures, make we come together, each one teach one, grow in grace and in knowledge. So going through just a brief summary right here, but focusing on that key aspect of the word sound, go for self, trod for self. The sense that KJV translates as get thee out, go for self, trod for yourself, go for self, right? Get thee out, come out of her, So first is the call. So the first significant summary item, especially for the disciples, newcomers, and the cost of discipleship. Also some more words on the cost of discipleship. Not so much just a monetary cost, but also give thanks for the contributions and donations of brothers and sisters. It's very important that that is also what tzedakah, when you talk about tzedakah, righteousness, tzedakah is also that charity, not just to give, just if you want to say they give to anybody, one can do so, but especially charity, right, begins where at home. So in the bait, in the house, in the family, and amongst the disciples and the discipleship, so that we can grow, not just the platform, but also, we can say, the real world, the real on-the-ground activities, the kibbutzim, as well as habarim. But the first thing first, and we're learning from this right here, this example, that Avram is called out of where? Basically, essentially, out of Babylon. Now we can go into some of the other related manuscripts of the book of Adam and Eve, the Gedel Adam, and these are very important reference points. But right here, suffice to say, a brief summary. The call, first thing, the call of Avram, the call of the High Father, the Exalted Father, the one who's raising and was raising up and raised up the standard of the true righteous patriarch. Second item, the Isha, right, as Achot, the Isha, right, the wife, Mist, the Mist, Bamarinya, Mist, as the Ehit, or Echit, Hebraically, the Isha, or the Eshet, Eshet as Achot, the Eshet, the Oset, the Oset, so Sarai, the Oset, right, the Hebraic Oset, as Avram, right, the Hebraic Oshai, you know, Asher, Osher, Asher, Assyrian, Osirian. So we have Avram, third item, Avram and Lot divide the land. So we have a very interesting theme. I think we even sort of bring it out more in the sense of gang and, you know, all of these items concerning gang, you know, among the once lost, now found, black and brown. And conflict resolution and peacemaking, and Abraham as a peacemaker, learning from his example, but also zooming in once again to the key Torah portion words, lech lecha, go for yourself, go for self. He did not tell him to take Lot, but what they said, no good deed goes, in that sense, they say unpunished, right? But Lot and Avram and Lot divide the land. They go their separate ways. Stop the quarrel, we call it. Right? Making peace. Both of them had their herds. They had their cliques. This was over the resources, the natural resources. So it makes us now look at it in the full of the nine areas of people activity. And not just from a pseudo-Western whitewashed Gentile mentality where ones look at it only as so-called religion, but also the other nine areas of people activity. So we even see the business sense of this and also resources, right? The fourth item is the war. Some call this the First World War, right? The war between the four kings and the five, often referred to as the four against the five against the four and the five. Very interesting that the four and the five together is nine. But a very interesting Torah portion, this, the war, First World War. The fifth item, the covenant between the pieces. The covenant between the pieces. But I call this fifth item right here, if we're looking at the TPV, Volume 1, Bereishis, right, the Hebrew book of Genesis. Right, the introduction and compilation that we did, Rasai Adonis Tafari right here, the Bereishis, right? Ones can get the free PDF or order a hard copy. Here, looking at this hard copy that we have, and recommend it, one should get a hard copy. We're seeking to make it possible where ones and ones can get all the central books that are recommended, and over the last several shanas have been used and used with great benefit, you know, to our knowledge and the fullness of the perspective, you know, getting a good HD, a good resolution you know, within the reading and feedings and the growing in grace. But the fifth item that's called the covenant between the pieces also is the revelation of the name El Shaddai. So we have the revelation of the name El Shaddai, which is the Almighty God. Very important, this revelation of El Shaddai. Right? And also the connection with the Hebrew Trinity. Right? And also the revelation of the pre-incarnate, we can say, Word. Right? That pre-incarnate, that when we say pre-incarnate, before the Word was born of the Black Madonna, Kadistin Gamaria, the matrix of matrixes, right? So here we have the covenant between the pieces, also the El Shaddai covenant, also 400 years is connected all in, I think it's chapter 15, very important chapter. Then the sixth item is Hagar and Ishmael. Hagar, the Egyptian, the Mitzrayimite, right? And Ishmael, right? And the connection of Ishmael on one hand, somewhat pseudonymously with the Arabs, because they were Arabs before Ishmael, that were not of Ishmael, they were Arabs. If we look at who the Arabs were, some look at them as an Ethiopic, you could say black people, because remember we have the Ethiopian influence in ancient Babylon, even with Namrud, or the one called Nimrod. Right, so when some of the, even the ain't right Israelites, they had that sort of right there, saying that the Ethiopian connection with Babel, right, and Babylon. So we now have an exodus coming forward out of Ur of the Chaldees. Seventh item is the covenant of circumcision. So sealing up here with the covenant of circumcision. Some say this is a covenant of the flesh, right, and on a certain level of it. It's a hygienic code as well. But the covenant of circumcision, right, as that outer first things are the natural things, example of it. So looking over some of the subject matters, the summary items, the seven of them, the call of Abraham. What's in the call of Abraham? Wife as sister. What does that mean, Habarim? Lot, Avram and Lot, right? Abram and Lot. We also refer to this as, there's another on the website. Let's just bring that up for a moment, brothers and sisters. Just while we're here going through this right here. There's another reference that we use for this right here. But here, suffice to say that they divide the land. They divide the land. But the reasons why they had to divide the land, the quarrel, the strife, right? No strife, brother. No strife, brethren. And also the choices that they made is very important, the choices. So the quarrel with Lot. That's what we call this commentary to our portion here, the quarrel with Lot. But that would be the third item after the call of Avram, the call of the Hebrew, we could say Osirin, wife as sister, that Sarai and Sarah as the Eshet, the Hebrew Eshet, the virtuous woman as sister, Achot. Then we have Avram and Lot, the division of the land, or the dividing, the separating, basically the separating. There's a quarrel between their cliques, their sets, their gangs, or their herdsmen, right? Their cowboys and shepherds, right? And the war, not this, but they separated. It was a peace. Abraham made the peace. After that, there's a war between four kings and five. And in this section, the fourth summary item, we have Malachias Edek, the introduction in HaTorah of Melchizedek, right? After, you know, Abraham is successful, right? After the success in this particular war, but it began off as a rescue mission of Lot, of Lot. Then we have the El Shaddai revelation, right, 400 years, the covenant between the pieces. Then we have Hagar and Ishmael, Some other items related to that, but we sum it up here as Hagar and Ishmael, because El Elohim has heard Ishma. Then we have the covenant of circumcision. So just for an overview right here, brothers and sisters, take a little Selah right here. And here, last call. Got 3 minutes. Yes, I. Pushing here. Got 3 minutes here for Sunday service. 3 minutes right here. Last call, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. Very interesting, the revelation of the names, the revelation of El Elyon, Most High, Elyon, El Elyon, and El Shaddai. Here we have El Shaddai by Iwan. After this, we're going to share the Lech Lecha Midrash here, connecting Psalm 18, verse 3, and the theme also with today's or this particular Torah reading and feeding right here on the Sunday service, last call, 515-602-9761, here Iwan, right here, artist name Iwan, and El Shaddai, Almighty, all sufficient supply. Here. Shema Yisrael. Ah, for Lech Lecha, Ramatun. Right now.
Holy my life, last year, Mr. Jah, Rastafari. A winner is naturally. I won a boo house and a train. It's my time enough. A time get to you to shine enough. So welcome to my world. A world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let's acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio, Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sildesai, by the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift. Gladia. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship Yahweh through your teachings and through your book. You shall one of a blessing right on me. In this worldwide world, there's no other like you. So I will never replace you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olam Na Adonai, Jesus still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kankam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, you stay with me. True was my hustle, my Lord is my savior. True was my struggle, he is my armor. In my battle, he made me conquer, so we gave him the mantle. King of kings, Lord of lords, stripe of Judah and the conquering lion. Bonani Mata, Bonazi Ago, Yebusele, Moko Beni Samako. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olyon Na Adonai, it's to wage your team the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kankam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, open up my eyes to see your work them, open up my ears to hear your voice them, not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell, open up my lips so that I can tell them, give me more strength to do your work. Strength in my heart to worry your faith. Give me more life to witness this blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olyon Na Adonai,
and so angel will still the same. By the power of the name, El can come na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Jaroi. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship you. Through your teachings and through your book, we shall one of a blessing right by me. That is good while it works, no other like you. So I will never, 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 never ever stop dying, ever to die. Hello, Williams, now I don't die. It's two angels do the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El come come the Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Only my real life last year, which is Jah Rastafari.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call if we fly. Praise the Most High. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call if we fly. Praise the Most High. Believe me, I did.
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to Let me live, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Praises be to the Almighty One. Shall you see where we are going? Destroy peace and unity.
Chapter 16. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children. And she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abram, Behold, now the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said unto Abram, My wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom, and when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. But Abram said unto Sarai, Behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence camest thou, and whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Return to thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hand. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Beer Lehi Roy. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Beered. And Hagar bare Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. Chapter 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir, 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 thine heir,
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, here, the Midrash Tehillim, the study of the Psalms and the Midrash of the Psalms, the Midrash on the Psalms, the connection also with the Torah readings and feedings, and here, 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 for this sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong, even Shabbat Lek Leka, the Midrash connection brings us here to the Midrash on the Psalms and Psalm 18, and here in the Midrash Tehillim, Psalm 18, the 25th part, As for God, His way is perfect. This section here, as it connects with the Torah portion for Shabbat Lek Leka, for Sabbath, go for thyself, or get thee out. Hear the first words here for Shabbat Lech Lecha. Vayomer Yahuwah El Avram Lech Lecha Me'aritzeka Ua Mia Moladitika Ua Mia Veita Vika El Haaretza Asher Areka. And Jehovah said to Abram, get thee out, Lech Lecha, go for thyself, Lech Lecha, me aritzika, get thee out of thy country, ua miya moladitika, and from thy kindred, ua mi beitavika, and from thy father's house. Illa ha'aretz asher areka, to the land that I will show, I will shew thee. So here in the Midrash Tehillim, various parts of the scriptures are brought out in connection with the Sefer Tehillim, with the Psalter, with the Mezmur David, with the Psalms of David. And here we find for Lech Lecha, we have Psalm 18. And here in the Midrash Tehillim, Psalm 18, the 25th parak part right here, that begins off, as for God, his way is perfect. And here, this is zooming in on Psalm 18, Hebraically, the 31st verse. As for God, his way is perfect. Ha'el Ta'mim Darko. Ha'el, the true good, the true God. Ha'el. Ha'el Ta'mim Darko. As for Ha'el, the true good, the true God, as for Ha'el, his way is perfect. Ha'el Tamim Darko. Rab said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, gave the commandments only that He might purify Yisrael, that He might purify Israel by them, as is said even in the full of this verse here from Psalm 18, verse 31, Mizmor Yod Chet, Psalm 18, here, the fuller part of the verse that reads Hebraically, Imrati Yehovah Serufa, Imrati Yehovah Serufa, the word of Jehovah is purifying. The word of Jehovah is tried. The word of Jehovah is purifying. Imrat Yahweh Serufa. Imrati Yahweh Serufa. Another comment on, as for Ha'el, the true good, the true God, his way is perfect. Ha'el Tamim Darko. If Ha'el, the true good, the true God, who is Tamim, who is perfect, heeds his way, how much more ought you to heed yours? Again, another comment on, here, Psalm 18, Hebraically, the 31st verse that reads, as for God, his way is perfect, Ha'el Tamim Darko. If Ha'el, who is perfect, heeds his way, how much more ought you to heed yours? How much more ought the eye to heed the eyes? But of what concern can it be to him, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, whether a man preparing his meat, do his slaughtering at windpipe or gullet? His concern in giving precepts
in a matter of this kind is to purify Yisrael. His concern in giving precepts in a matter of this kind is to purify Yisrael. Rav Berkaya said in the name of Rav Yaakov, Jacob, it is written even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 14:21, ye, y'all, shall not eat of anything that dieth of itself. Lo toklu kol nevela, lo toklu, ye, y'all, shall not eat kol nevela of anything that dieth of itself. Lo toklu kol nevela. And in Shemot, in Exodus 22 and 30, it reads, neither shall y'all eat any flesh that is torn of beasts in the field. Neither shall y'all eat any flesh that is torn of beasts in the field. Ua vasara basade reifa lo tokel. Therefore ye all shall not eat any flesh. Ubasar, any flesh that is torn of beasts in the field. Ubasar basade reifa lo tokel. Lo, no tokel. Y'all not to eat reifa ubasar basade reifa lo tokelu. And again in Vayikra in Leviticus 7:24, where it reads, the fat of that which dieth of itself, and the fat of that which is torn of beast, may be used for any other service, but ye but y'all shall in no wise eat of it. V'cheleva nevela, v'chelev treifa, ya'aseh l'kol melacha, v'akola lo tokaluhu, and the fat of that which dieth of itself, v'cheleva nevela, and the fat of that which is torn of beast, wicheleba treifa, may be used for any other service. Ye aseh lekola melaka, but y'all shall in no wise eat of it. We akol lo tokaluhu. We are called a Lord Toklu. If you eat any of these in this world, you will finally be held to account. If you do not eat any of these in this world, by your lives, I swear to you, my children, that in the time, Hazaman Laro, in the time that I were to come, a great banquet shall be prepared for you out of Leviathan's flesh, Leviathan's flesh. Here, Midrash note, literally, quote, out of feasting on Leviathan, out of feasting on Leviathan. And here, a further note here, in Psalm 74, verse 14, it reads, thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. Here, in the midst of Medusa, in the book of the seven seals, we not behold
line of the tribe of Judah, root of David. In the authorized, revised, and hard Bible, it reads, Antem ye zendowina ra socha kedekete le Ethiopia se wochema migbachowina set a hacho. So the more correct reading and the connection with the feast and Leviathan, thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces and gavest him to be meat or food, food to the people inhabiting Ethiopia. Le Ethiopia, so o chimp mikbachawina set a hacho. 4-2 on behalf of Ethiopia. So the Ethiopian Leviathan connection here in the ancient Psalms, here in the authorized Amharic Bible, Psalm 74, Ethiopia in verse 14, the connection with Leviathan. Again, Antem Yezendo win Araso Tikatekati Le Ethiopia so chimnik bachawin set a hacho. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan. Bamarinya Yezendowin Arasoj, the heads of the dragon. Antem Yezendowin Arasojikatekati in pieces and gavest him to be meat or food, mikbacho, their food to the people inhabiting Ethiopia, Le Ethiopia, so ochima mikbacho winner said tahacho. Isn't that there? Rastafari rabbinical rabbi note right there. Again, if you eat any of these in this world, you will finally be held to account. If you do not eat any of these in this world by your lives, I swear to you, my children, that in Hazamana Lavo, in the time, the Zeman, in the time to come, a great banquet, even in the Adisa Zeman, shall be prepared for you out of Leviathan's flesh, out of Behemoth, and out of Z's. Here, another Midrash note. These three are respectively a fish, a mammal, and a bird. These three, here. Even in the Midrash on Psalm 18 right here. These three, namely Leviathan, Behemoth, and these three respectively are a fish, a mammal, and a bird that are reserved for Hatzadikim, for the righteous, the Tzadikan in the hereafter. For a fuller account of these extraordinary creatures, check out the legends, also refer to Psalm 50 and 10, the footnote, and to Eob, and to Job 40, 15, as a point of reference to these three, the fish, the mammal, the bird, or Leviathan, Behemoth, and these, refer to legends by Ginsberg and Job chapter 40 verse 15 and Psalm chapter 50 footnote verse 10, as well as Ethiopically and in the Septuagint refer to Psalm 74 verse 14 for the Ethiopia and the wilderness connection. Therefore, concerning the great banquet, a great banquet shall be prepared for you out of Leviathan's flesh, out of Behemoth, and out of the Z's of the seal. As is said even in Joel 2 and 26, where it reads, ye all shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Y'all shall eat in plenty and be satisfied.
V'chaltem akol ve'asavu'ah, and ye all shall eat in plenty, shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied. V'chaltem akol, and y'all shall eat in plenty. Why kaltem akol and be satisfied? Where is Saboa? Where is Saboa? Another comment, the verse beginning, as for God, as for the true God, as for Ha'el, his way is perfect. Ha'el. Tamim Darko. This alludes to Avinu Abraham, our father Abraham, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, upon seeing that Abraham followed him, chose Abraham and said to him, even in the words of Bereishis, Genesis chapter 17 verse 1, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be thou perfect. I am God Almighty, walk before me and be thou perfect. And here in connection with this Torah portion, the third sabbatical study with Shabbat Lech Lecha, here Bereishit, here Genesis chapter 17 verse 1. Vayera Yahuwah el Avram Vayomer el Ayoah Ani el Shaddai Hita Halekha Lifanaya Vehyeh Tamid. And Jehovah appeared to Abram. Vayera Yahuwah illa Abram, and said to him, Vayomer elayo, I am Ani El Shaddai, I am El Shaddai. Hita halek, trod, walk. Hita haleka lifanai, walk, trod before me in my face, in my presence, in my perception, before I lifanai. Hita haleka lifanai, wehye tamim, and be thou wholehearted, and be thou perfect. Vayera Yahuwah el Avraham vayomer elayo, ani el Shaddai, hita haleka lefanai, vehiye tamim. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, upon seeing that Abraham followed him, he chose Abraham, and he said to him, Ani El Shaddai, Hita Haleka Lifanaya Wehye Tamim. I be El Shaddai, walk before I and be thou perfect. Therefore, hear, in Psalm 18, Hebraically, verse 31, the B part of the verse, it reads, the word of Jehovah is tried. Imrati Yehovah Rufa. The word of Jehovah Rufa is tried. Thus refers to Abraham, whom Jehovah proved in ten trials as follows. Once in a furnace of fire, of that Ha'el, the true God, said, even in the words of Bereishit, Genesis 15, verse 7, I am the Lord that brought thee, I, out of the fire of the Chaldees,
out of Ur of the Chaldees, out of the fire of the Kasdim. Vayomer elayo ani Yahuwah asher hotziteka me'ur kasdim. And he said to him, I be he who be who he be. Vayomer elayo ani Yahuwah, who brought thee out of Ur of the Kasdim. Asher hotzeitika me'ur kasdim. Once again, when Ha'el said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis 12 and 1, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Lek leka me arzika ua miya muladiteka. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Go for thyself. Lek leka me arzika ua mi muladiteka. Twice when Sarah was taken away from him by Pharaoh and then by Abimelech. Midrash Nota Bereshit, Genesis 12 and 20. There you have four trials. Again, when Sarah said of Hagar, the Mitzrit, the Kemetic, the Egyptian, even in Bereshit, in Genesis 16 and 2, go in, I pray thee, to my handmaid. There you have five. Again, when Sarah said of Ishmael in Genesis 21 and 10, cast out this bondwoman and her son. There you have six. Again, when Abraham, according to Bereshit, Genesis 14:14, led forth his trained men against the invading king. There you have seven. Again, when Ha'el, when the true good, the true God said of circumcision, even in Bereshit, Genesis 17:10, every male among you shall be circumcised. There you have eight. Again, when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, showed Abraham between the halves of a heifer. The Midrash note here, Genesis 15 and 9, and the footnote reference. When Ha'el showed Abraham between the halves of a heifer, the four kingdoms enslaving his children. There you have nine. And finally, in the binding, the Akedah of Yitzchak, of Isaac, when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, said, according to the words of Bereshit, Genesis 22 and 2, take now thy son, thine only son, and offer him for a burnt offering. There you have ten. Abraham accepted these trials. Abraham accepted these trials with reverence, with respect, and with love, and stood up to them like a man of might. And what was his reward? Hear. According to Psalm 18, verse 31, Hebraic with a C verse, he is a shield to all them that take refuge in him. He is a shield to all them that take refuge in him. Magen hu lekol ha'chotzim ba'u. He is a shield. Magen hu. Magen shield hu. He. Magen hu. He is a shield to all. Lekol to all that take refuge, ha chosin, that take refuge in him. Ba'u, 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 in him. Magenuhu lekol ha chosin ba'u. For Ha'el, the true good, the true God, said to Abraham, said to Abraham, even in the words of the Bereishis, Genesis 15, 1b, he said to Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Achar hadevarim ha'el haya devar Yahuwah el Avram ba'machzeh lemor ala tira Avram anoki magen laka sikarka harbei meod. After these things, the word of Jehovah came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Al Tira Avram, I am thy shield, Anoki Magen Lak, thy reward shall be exceeding great, Sikarka Harbei Meod, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Anoki magen lak sekarka harveya meod. The goye haaretz, the nations, the nationality, the Gentiles, the heathens, the international community of the earth, of the earthly plane, they ask, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, love Abraham, and deliver him from the fiery furnace, from the nine kings? And here, Midrash note, the nine kings. So amended by Perles in Hatzofeh, volume 10. The ET, the edited text, it reads, quote, deliverance of the kings. The deliverance, the deliverance of the kings, end quote. See, refer to Bereishis, to Genesis chapter 14. The Goye Haaretz, the nations of the earth, they ask, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu love Abraham and deliver him from the fiery furnace, from the nine kings, from armed hosts, and from all the troubles that came upon him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, I shall bring you close and show you that even if I tell Abraham to take Benon, his son, Lidju, and offer him up as a olah, a burnt offering, for my name's sake, for Shemi, he will obey me. Therefore, I am his shield, even as he is a shield to all them that take refuge in him. And in days to come, Abraham's children will begin their 18 benedictions, the Shemona Esrei, the Amida, the standing prayer, with Baruch Atah Adonai, blessed art thou Adonai, the shield of Abraham. Magen Abraham, my shield and my horn of salvation. Hear. Psalm 18, Mizmor Yod Chet, Yud Chet. Hear. At the third verse, Hebraically, that reads, my shield and my horn of salvation. Magni Vikarena Yishai,
Magini, Wick Aran, Yishai, my shield, Magini, and with my horn of salvation, Arena Yishai, my horn of Yeshua, Aran Yishai, David. David demanded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, blessed be He. Why, is it that the shield of Abraham, why is it that the shield of Magen Abraham, the shield of Abraham, and not the Magen David, and not the shield of David is mentioned in the Shemona Esrei, in the Amidah, in the 18 benedictions. Ha'el, the true God, replied, because I proved Abraham in 10 tribes. David said to him, in the words of Psalm 26, he's read through the second verse, examine me, O Lord, and try me. Examine I, O Lord, and try I. Bechaneni Yehovah, v'naseni. Examine I, O Jehovah, and try me, and try I. Bechaneni Yehovah, v'naseni. So, Ha'el, the true God, tried David with Bathsheba, but he did not stand up to the trial. Then David supplicated that shield of David, Magen David, be mentioned in the benediction, in the bracha, after the lesson from Ha-Nabim, after the lesson from the prophets. And indeed, this bracha, this benediction, this blessing reads, by thy holy name thou hast sworn to him that his lamp shall not be quenched forever and ever. And here, Midrash, note, confer, compare, even the words in Psalm 18, Mizmor Yod Chet, verse 29, the A part of the verse that reads, for thou, the eye, dost light my lamp, the eye do light my lamp, ki ata ha'ir neri. For thou the eye, ki ata, for the eye male and none other, ki ata, tair neri, dost light my lamp, ki ata, tair neri. Baruch ata, Yahuwah, Magen David, blessed art thou, the eye, O Jehovah, the Magen David, the shield of David, of David. And here, see the Siddur, see the authorized prayer book. Hence David said, even in Psalm 18, at the 36th verse, thou, the eye, hast given me the shield of thy salvation. Thou, the eye, hast given I the shield of thy salvation. Vatiten li magen yishka. What became thee, my gain, Yishaka? Thou, the eye, has given I. What became thee? What and became thee has given
for me, to me, what titain li, my gain, the shield, yish eka, of the I, Yeshua, yish eka, of the I, salvation, yish eka, of the I, victory, what titain li, my gain, yish eka.
Yeah, the the rainbow. Want you to know I'm a rainbow too. To the rescue, here I am. Want you to know you're. Wanna move your dancing feet, yeah. But to the rescue, here I am. Want you to know that if you can, here I stand.
Abram to the rescue of Lot. Sounds a lot like Bob right there. That was Winston Matthews right there with Sun is Shining, Studio One. That's a Roots dub. Those in the Roots know that's Winston Matthews right there, there. And here. Yes, I. Bob Marley with Sun is Shining, 432 hertz frequency here for the first day. Yes, I, the Sunday service. Yeah. 432 hertz frequency. Yes, I Shabua Toe. A good, strong.
Y'all move.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.